Al-Bashir, your source of Islamic literature presents The Lives of the Prophets, Part 1.
Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And then he told his son,
وَكَذَلِكَ يَجْتَبِيكَ رَبُّكَ وَيُعَلِّمُكَ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ
Thus will your Lord, and all of these things he's deriving from this dream. Thus will your Lord choose you. Allah will choose you. And teach you the interpretation of dreams and other things. Ta'wil ahadith. Ta'wil is interpretation. Ahadith are speeches, words, dreams, different things. So it doesn't necessarily mean only dreams. It means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give use of wisdom to interpret things. To have a good judgment. And will perfect his favor on you and on the offspring of Yaqub as he perfected it on your fathers Ibrahim and Ishaq aforetime. Verily your Lord is all-knowing, all-wise. Some men came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they told him, Man akramun nas, who is the most noble of men? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Yusuf, al-Karim, ibn al-Karim, ibn al-Karim, ibn al-Karim. It is Yusuf, the noble, the son of the noble, the son of the noble, the son of the noble. If you're asking me about the best lineage, it is Yusuf. The father of Yusuf is a prophet. His grandfather is a prophet, and his great-grandfather is a prophet, and he's a prophet himself. That's the best lineage if you want to look at it this way. Yusuf ibn Yaqub ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's an honor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a prophet, and your father is a prophet, and your grandfather is a prophet, and your great-grandfather is a prophet. Wherever you look up, you find the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An honor from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us,
لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفَ وَإِخْوَتِهِ
Verily in Yusuf and his brethren, there were ayat for those who ask. If you look at the story of Yusuf and you think about it, you would find in it an ocean of meanings and lessons that will assist you in your life. The brothers of Yusuf knew that their father loved him more than them. 10 of them were from different mother or mothers. And Yusuf and Binyamin were from another wife of Sayyidina Yaqub. Yusuf was the most beloved in the eyes of his father. And these brothers disliked that. And they were jealous. And we said that jealousy blinds the heart. They said,
إِنَّ أَبَانَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ.
They said, our father is in plain error. Why? Because he loves Yusuf more than us. We are the men. We are the elders. We are the strongest. We are a group. We are the ones who are going to help our father in moments of need. How can he love this Yusuf and his brother who are young and alone? I mean, in those times, what protects you is your family. didn't have law enforcement and police to take care of security. You protect yourself through your family. And that's why they used to be proud whenever they have a lot of family members. The bigger your family member, the stronger you become. So they said, وَنَحْنُ عُصْبَةٌ. We are the men who are strong. How can our father love Yusuf more than us? And then they accused their father of being in error, ضلال, misguided. And this is not the right thing to say about your father, that your father is misguided. And you know that your father is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is because of jealousy. The brothers of Yusuf made a plan to assassinate their brother. Look at how jealousy made their thinking crooked. The small issue of the love of their father to Yusuf became very big in their eyes. And the big issue of killing a human soul became very small and significant. It's all because of jealousy. So jealousy made them see this little more love that Yaqub has to his son. It's just a little bit more love because he loves them all. All of them are his children. But just because he loves Yusuf a little bit more, they saw that as a great deal, a big thing. And it obsessed them and overwhelmed them and overtook their thinking. But then killing a human being is something normal and small. Why? Because of jealousy. اقتلوا يوسف, kill him. أو اطرحوه أرضا, or throw him out in a far land. يخلو لكم وجه أبيكم وتكونوا من بعده قوما صالحين. Your father would give you the favors alone, and after that you would be righteous folks. They intended to make tawbah before making the sin. They said, we're going to kill him, and then we're going to make tawbah. One of them, who was the softest among them, he said, no, don't kill Yusuf. Instead, throw him in the well. One of them said, kill not Yusuf, but if you must do something, throw him down to the bottom of a well. He will be picked up by some caravan of travelers. So they made a deal that they're going to throw him in a well. And then whenever somebody would come and take water from that well, they're going to pick up Yusuf and they're going to carry him with them, and we're going to get rid of him that way. Let's not kill him. So they went to the father and they said, oh, our father, why don't you trust us with Yusuf? We're strong men. We'll take care of him. Let him come out and play with us. Yaqub was so protective of his son, he would not let him go out and play with them. He is always with him. He used to love his son so much. They said, oh, our father, why do you not trust us with Yusuf when we are indeed his well-wishers? Send him with us tomorrow to enjoy himself and play. Verily, we will take care of him. قَالَ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُنِي أَن تَذَهَبُوا بِيُوسُفَ. He said, truly, it saddens me that you should take him away from me. Yaqub, alayhi salam, loves his son so much, he can't even stand letting his son go out for a day. I would feel sorrow. I would feel sad if you take away Yusuf from me. He used to love his son so much. One day is too much for him. He can't let go of his son for a day. And then he said, وَأَخَافُ أَن يَأْكُلَهُ ذِئْبُ وَأَنْتُمْ عَنْهُ غَافِلُونَ. I fear lest a wolf should devour him while you are careless of him. So they picked up this from their father and then they used it. The father said, I'm worried that a wolf would kill him. These brothers were so much in a hurry to get rid of Yusuf, they didn't even have time to perfect their plan, so they picked up this word of their father. They took out Yusuf with them to go out and play. They threw him in a well. And then they took his clothes. And they slaughtered a small goat. And they poured the blood of that goat on his clothes. And then they went back to their father, crying. And they said, "Our father, the wolf ate him." He told them, "I'm afraid that the wolf will eat him." They said, "Okay, let's say that the wolf ate him." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so when they took him away, they all agreed to throw him down to the bottom of the well. When they were throwing him in the well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Yusuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Yusuf, and we inspired in him, "Indeed, you shall one day inform them of this affair while they know you not." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Yusuf, one day you would tell your brothers about this event and they would not know that it is you who's speaking to them. Allah is telling Yusuf about something, but Yusuf does not know the details of it, when it will happen. It's a prophecy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired to Sayyidina Yusuf. And they came to their fathers in the early part of the night, weeping. They were crying. They were crying. They said, our father, we went racing with one another and left Yusuf by our belongings and a werewolf devoured him, but you will never believe us even when we speak the truth. Once one of the Muslim judges, an old woman came to him in a case. And she was crying so much, crying and crying and crying. The judge ruled against her. So then the friend of the judge said, she's crying so much, she must be telling the truth. Why didn't you believe her? He said, didn't you read in Quran that the brothers of Yusuf came to their father at night crying? Crying is not a sign of innocence. Crying is not a sign of truth. You could cry while you're lying. So over here, the brothers of Yusuf, they came back home crying, but they are the ones who committed the crime. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and they brought his shirt stained with false blood. He said, nay, this is Yaqub, nay, but your own selves have made up a tale. He knew that they're lying, so patience is most fitting, and it is Allah alone whose help can be sought against that which you assert. I mean, what is he going to do? Is he going to kill his sons? This is a dilemma for the father. Is he going to kill his sons? So he said, Sabrun Jamil, I will have patience. And Allah al-Musta'an, I would seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusuf was in the well. A caravan of travelers passed by. فَأَرْسَلُوا وَارِدَهُمْ They sent somebody to go and get water for them. So he inserted the bucket in the well and Yusuf clung to the bucket. And this man is pulling up the bucket looking forward to get some water. He finds in there a child. He said, يَا بُشْرَى هَذَا غُلَامٌ He was so happy. Why? Because this is a fortune. In those times, slaves would get you a lot of money. So they felt that they are going to sell this young child and it's a very good deal for them. So they picked him up, took him with them in their caravan and they went to Egypt. And they sold him in Egypt. They sold him for a good price. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَشَرَوْهُ بِثَمَنٍ بَخْسٍ دَرَاهِمَ مَعْدُودَةٍ وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ And they sold him for a low price. Why? Even though they got a good deal for Yusuf. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying it's a low price because they never knew who was in their hands. They don't know who is the one they sold. They don't know who this child will grow up to be. And if they would have sold him with his weight in gold, that would have been a cheap price. وَكَانُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الزَّاهِدِينَ And they were of those who regarded him as insignificant. They didn't know who he was. This is a ghaib in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unseen.
وَقَالَ الَّذِي اشْتَرَاهُ مِنْ مِصْرَ امْرَأَتِهِ أَكْرِمِي مَثْوَاهُ عَسَىٰ
And he, the man from Egypt who bought him, said to his wife, make his stay comfortable. Maybe he will profit us or we shall adopt him as a son. One of the Salaf, he says, three persons had a very, very good farasa. Farasa is the ability to foresee an event or to look in the future. He said, one of them is this man in Egypt. He bought Yusuf, and he said, maybe one day he will benefit us. Maybe this man will have a future. The second is the daughter of the man in Madian, who went to her father and said, استأجر إن خير من استأجرت القوي الأمين. Hire him to work for you, because the best man you could hire is the strong and trustworthy. She was speaking about who? Musa. And the third one is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq when he appointed Umar ibn al-Khattab to be the Khalifa. They said these are the three men who had the best farasa, the best vision ahead.
وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ
Thus did we establish Yusuf in the land that we might teach him the interpretation of events. Yusuf alayhi salam went through slavery and was bought and sold and went through this difficulty in his life. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to establish him on earth. Litamkeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting this ummah in difficulty. Why? To prepare them for their establishment in the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the Sahaba and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in difficulty. Why? So that one day they will be prepared and ready for the establishment on the land. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Musa through misery and difficulty. And we're going to talk about the amazing story of Musa. The difficulty that he went through and the struggling and the striving. Why? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will establish him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ مَكَّنَّا لِيُوسُفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Thus did we establish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling this establishment because he got to Egypt, even though he was a slave, but that was establishment for him in the future. وَلِنُعَلِّمَهُ مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ. And we teach him the interpretation of events. Yusuf is living through a life experience so that he would develop knowledge and experience. He's going through a lot. And notice that Yusuf, alayhi salam, where is he being trained now? He's been trained in the house of Al-Aziz. Al-Aziz is like the prime minister in modern terms. Not only the prime minister, but it's even stronger than that because it's also the treasurer in the same time. The second most important post after the king. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put Yusuf in that environment, even though he's a slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting him in the decision-making center. He is close to these events to learn, to gain experience. Just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put Musa where? In the house of Fir'aun. وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. And Allah has full power and control over his affairs. The brothers of Yusuf thought that they had control over affairs and they're going to get rid of him. But as soon as they put Yusuf in the well, the matter is out of their hands. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of Yusuf. And things are going to turn around against them. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the men know not. And among these men who know not are the brothers of Yusuf.